Wishing you a lovely Thursday. I hope you're enjoying your week so far, and I hope you enjoyed yesterday's teaching all around embodiment. And if you have any questions on it or anything at all about this month's topic, you know, always just send a text or drop me an email, or you know, come into the WhatsApp group and put it in there, and I can answer any questions you have about this. So today we're going to look again at the spiritual practice element. I did speak about this with you last Friday about kind of what you could do that was going to help your practice around this integration process. So as I mentioned last week and yesterday, practices are very important because they're like kind of repetitive things that you do that can really help things to change. So when I was talking about embodiment yesterday, I was saying, you know, what you could do is if a fear came up, you could sit and dialogue with it or speak to it as if it's a person and ask what it needs and why it's coming up and what it's worrying about. And then what you could do is, you know, lie down or even sit down and tune into your body and say, okay, like, how can I make the body, you know, feel reassured? How can the body reassure this fear? How can I come into that feeling good space in myself? So that can be a practice, but that practice can take, you know, a number of times to do that. It might take you a number of weeks where you fully actually are able to drop in. And this is a practice that I think this is what I wanted to talk to you about around practices, is creating a practice that allows you to feel safe in your body. Okay, a lot of us actually don't feel safe in our body, and I thought this was an important thing to speak about, particularly around embodiment. Because if there's a lack of safety in the body, perhaps you've had like a traumatic circumstance happen to you. So this came up actually with a client this week where they had just actually found out they were pregnant. But they'd had a really traumatic situation happen with their last child. Actually, with their first child, they had a very traumatic birth. And with the second child, the child became very sick afterwards, after they were born, and ended up in hospital for a while. So this woman's body was feeling very unsafe. And as she had found out she was pregnant, she was in quite a state about that. But that can happen to us. She was able to logically and, you know, consciously understand that. But for some of us, we don't have necessarily a full memory of something that's happened. It can be a buildup of situations over our life where fear can come up, or anxiety, or just worry, or just not feeling good enough. And if we're not feeling good enough in an emotional space as well as in a mental space, because we're thinking about it, it can be hard to just convince the body to feel like that. So what I would like you to do today is to think about, do you feel safe in your body? Do you feel that you can, I suppose, create life? Because, you know, to create life, our life, it comes from a really flow space. It comes from a very high expanded space and high vibrational space. But when the body is full of fear, it can be very difficult to create from that place, because we wish to create and we can almost touch off it in the body, but we feel a little bit unsure or anxious, and we're holding all of that here. So if you hold anxiety, nervousness, worry, trauma, pain in the physical body and in the emotional body, this is something I'd like you just to bring your awareness to today and find where you hold that there. So something I'd actually been doing over the last number of weeks was, it's nearly a year ago now since I had my miscarriage, and I was thinking about it, you know, just it's coming up. So I was kind of thinking about the time of where I was and myself last year when it happened. And when I had found out I got pregnant, I was actually full of fear. And it's only in the last few weeks that I realized that. I knew at the time I was fearful, and I was putting it down to, I felt something was going to happen. I felt something bad was going to happen. But I don't really actually think that that's true. Maybe it was, but kind of on reflection, a whole year later, it's taken me to come to this. I thought I was full of fear because I was so afraid something was going to go wrong. I couldn't accept that after all the years of wanting something so much, it had actually landed in front of me and I was not able to receive it. Even if it had gone wrong, I could have received it in the moment, because I'm talking about from the moment I found out I was pregnant, I couldn't receive it. And I was already thinking something was going to happen. So that got me to look at the fear I was carrying in my body at that time. And then I started thinking back to relationships I'd had, you know, in relationships I'd been in my, you know, late teens into my 20s, and kind of the fear that I even had in myself at those times when I was in relationships, fear of, you know, giving too much of myself. I'd nearly clench up. I remember myself and my husband got together, like, he'd give me a hug and I'd actually nearly, my body would clench, like, you know, I was afraid of letting myself go. And it's been a really interesting time to see that. So as I've recognized that, it's not about sitting in that. It's about an awareness of saying, okay, well, that's really interesting that this has actually been going on for quite a long time. Or if I would, you know, we all get nervous and excited, nervous about things. But when we're really overtaken by fear around something, you'll know what I mean by that. Like you nearly feel terror in the body. We have to really kind of address that. So what I had started to do over the last number of months, you know, probably since around February or March, was just to kind of sit with that fear. And even though I'd been sitting with it, I only had that awareness of the miscarriage fear, like recently. Okay. So even through that process, it has taken this time for me to recognize that. So just to come into the body and say, okay, like it's okay for me to feel fearful, but what would it feel like if I felt a little bit different? What if it felt like that I could let myself receive just simply from the energy of the world? I can lie in my bed and look out the window and like see the sun or see the beautiful white clouds going by. You know, I could just feel good for a moment. So this is a practice. You know, I'd really encourage you to do something like that every day where you just even sit in a chair or lie in your bed, somewhere that's like a favorite place in your house or your room, wherever you are. Even in work, you might have a favorite place to go to and just sit. You know, those moments, maybe you go to the sea and you're sitting and you're looking out, or you're at the beach on holidays and you're like, oh, this is just beautiful. I feel so at peace with myself. There's nothing to stop us creating that every single day. We tell ourselves we can't because we don't have time, but that takes 2 minutes to sit and do that. But the more you do that, the more you will feel open to receiving the goodness of the world. But more importantly, the more safe you're going to feel in your body. And for you to create, you have to feel safe. You know, so when we're creating life, for example, through having a child, we have to feel safe in the body for that. We can't leave the body just to give the child a space, because that can cause a lot of difficulties in a pregnancy, for example. It's the same with birthing anything in your life, whether it's the book you want to write or the holistic therapies you want to start, you know, going towards, or the business you want to set up, or the true love that you want to meet in your life. It would be better for us to feel more safe in ourselves and to enjoy the experiences of what come in instead of being afraid of them. So I hope that helps, and I'll talk to you really soon.